Anyway, welcome. Good to have you with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. I just need to take care of one off-air thing that I know if I don't take care of it, it is going to bite me. I had to shut the sound off of my cell phone because invariably, the minute I forget to turn off the sound feature, you know, the sound ring and thing, that's when a very, very concerned lady calls me and expresses great interest in my car's warranty and making sure that I have an extended warranty. I already have the extended warranty and got it when I bought the car. So, you know, just kind of weird. All right. Hey, this is kind of interesting. It's not going to be the topic today. I just think it is really interesting. So this is on townhall.com. Do you know that the United States government and DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, reportedly has a high-level Chinese defector? A high-level Chinese defector. Now, one of the issues with defectors is a lot of times they are not treated with open arms because if you are in DIA or some intelligence agency, you don't know if they're feeding you true information or false information. Like we put out false information, Operation Mincemeat in World War II, which you can read all about online, Operation Mincemeat. But as the, from Town Hall, as the media laments being totally wrong about the COVID lab leak theory, more details are coming out about the Chinese defector who has been taken into U.S. custody. He alleges that he has knowledge about a whole bunch of Chinese bioweapons programs as well as COVID. He says the current pandemic was caused by a lab leak. Bats were the cover story. This defector from China alleges that while the lab leak was an accident, it was allowed to spread. Now, Red State wrote about it first, but the identity of the defector has reportedly been confirmed. It's nobody whose name you would know, but it does give me the chance to say Dong. His name is Dong Jingwei. Thank you for that, China, that gift. Long story short, it would be, if this whole thing pans out, it would be the highest level defector in the history of the People's Republic of China. And one of the things they're quizzing this guy about is CIA had people working in China, and apparently the Chinese found out about it and executed a whole bunch of them. So this guy apparently has information on that. And he also has information, check this out, on Chinese businesses and students in the United States who aren't really students. They're more like spies. So, again, oh, and there's also some information possibly about the Bidens. But, you know, we can only hope. So, anyway, that is at Town Hall, and it's a very, very interesting development. And one, I don't know, maybe you wonder why it is people defect. And I'm sure that whatever family he has back in China is paying the price for the action of Mr. Dong. All right, so anyway, let's see. I have been told that Crown Royal only makes peach Crown Royal for sale in the South. I put up something on Facebook, but a listener says she bought it locally. So this is a very interesting question because we have been having people mule it up from the South, you know, like Colombian Coke mules. Now, it's very, very hard to get a bottle of Crown in your rectum. It can be done with some degree of difficulty, but it can be done. So hopefully it is sold locally and you can go to Facebook and tell us. I don't even care if you tell us where, because when we have company, many of the company enjoys Crown Peach. And unfortunately, it has to be rationed out around a fire because so many people like it so much. And by the way, it can be dangerous because when you drink something that sweet, you don't realize it packs a powerful punch. and you don't want to mess around with booze and end up getting yourself into trouble, because that can be a major issue. Also, what do we have? I've got. Let's see. Okay, yeah, I've got the topic that I want to get into. I just had to get to it on WBEN. Before I go any further, I want to thank the people of Marilla for a wonderful reception. I had no idea we had so many listeners in Marilla, New York, to WBEN, but it was really cool. And the best part was, now, from where I live to where you guys are in Marilla, it's a 30-minute drive, all right? 30-minute drive. Now, every element had to synchronize perfectly for me to make the drive, wait at the bar for adult beverages, walk outside just as the group Back to the Bars launched into their ELO medley. The timing was absolutely perfect, could not have been better. And I love the guys in Back to the Bars. I should probably rhapsodize about them like I did about the Chicago Authority the other day, because I might have caught a little bit of heat last night from Jeff and Dave and Mike and Mark, you know, about my rhapsodizing about the Chicago Authority. But I think Back to the Bars can handle it. Very, very talented bunch of local musicians. Now, I don't want to be repetitive, even though I usually am. I don't want to be repetitive, but this is a story from Channel 2, WGRZ.com. Poland Cars reportedly still wants vaccine requirement for Bills games. Cuomo's office disputes authority. The reason behind the political jostle over the vaccine requirement is unclear, but the governor's office is steadfast. The county has no authority to issue one. So, Mark Poland Cars wants you to be vaccinated to attend Buffalo Bills games. Andrew Cuomo has basically said it is not Poland Cars' call to make. Now, on May 10th, again, this is from WGRZ.com. On May 10th, I remember this day, there is no question that a school district can require vaccines to enter the schools. We know we can do that for government buildings. When it comes to the football stadium, I announced that the only way we felt we could get 100% attendees and capacity back was if everyone was vaccinated. Originally, it was criticized, but as we saw last week, the governor announced that the Yankees, the Mets, the Blue Jays could get to 100% capacity starting in a week at the stadium as long as everyone's vaccinated. So, I mean, this seems to be more of an issue, not about they want everybody vaccinated, but who has the power, basically who's got the bigger one. That's pretty much what it amounts to. And I want to know what you think the policy ought to be when you go to a large public venue. And I got into a conversation with somebody last night, and she is not vaccinated. She is not going to be vaccinated. And I was totally comfortable standing there talking with her. I didn't even care if she spit in my mouth, which she didn't do, but I mean, she could have. It wouldn't have bothered me. Or aerosolized, if she sneezed right in front of me, because I'm vaccinated. And if I worried about somebody who's not vaccinated and I'm vaccinated, what was the point of getting vaccinated? It's like, I'm sorry, I saw a guy walking by himself, I'm guessing a UB student, on Flint Road on the drive-in, and he was wearing a mask. It's humid outside. Dude is wearing a mask. Dude, I assure you, a cricket is not going to jump up, sneeze, and give you COVID. You're a thin, healthy-looking young man, at least by exterior, outside appearances. There's no logic to it. I don't know what they're teaching at UB, but I honestly do not get it. I truly don't. There's a couple of ways I want to approach this question. And one of the ways is not being able to see the Buffalo Bills unless you are vaccinated enough to make you get vaccinated. Now, one of my very dear friends had COVID, had natural immunity, but proceeded to get vaccinated because this individual goes to, as I've said before, each and every Buffalo Bills game at home and on the road. Now, Art Park has changed its policy. We put that up on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page as well. Art Park lifts COVID restrictions. And I shall read the article from WBEN.com. Art Park joins the growing list of venues going live. After state COVID-related restrictions were lifted, you will no longer be required to provide proof of vaccination. You're also not going to be asked to complete a health screening questionnaire or a temperature check on arrival. Social distancing no longer mandated, and vaccinated patrons do not have to wear facial coverings. Patients who are not fully vaccinated are required to wear a mask whenever social distancing cannot be maintained indoors or outdoors. And I'm thinking the same thing you are. If they're not checking vaccination status, it's basically the honor system. And if New York State is at 70% of people who have had at least one shot, you know, some of them are one shot. Well, one is one shot, the rest are two shot deals. You know, basically, out of every 10 people you see on a random basis, three of those people will not be vaccinated. Now, honestly, I'm not sure how age factors into the calculations. I don't know if they're talking about adults. I think they're talking about adults of a certain age, but that's really immaterial because, as far as these venues are concerned, do you really care if the person next to you is vaccinated or not? If the person next to you is wearing a mask? Because honestly, I don't. I'm over this. I'm over the restrictions. I'm over the infringements that I consider to be infringements on personal liberty. I am devastated that even on a day like today, children in schools have to wear masks. Makes absolutely no sense for all of the reasons that we have talked about in previous shows. But this also gives me the opportunity to enter waters that admittedly I've entered before, but I need to bring this back because, as many of you know, I tend to go out a lot at night. Generally speaking, I get off the air and I have a social event with friends. That's just the way I roll. It's what I look forward to. It's what I enjoy in life. And I've run into a lot of people that I don't even know. And I've run into some people that I haven't seen in a long time. And I am getting, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting horror story after horror story about side effects from the COVID vaccine. Now, I'm not on Facebook as far as this show, okay? So they can't put a flag up and say, the COVID vaccine has been found safe and effective. So what I'm telling you is I'm amazed at the number of individuals who are telling me that they or a loved one have experienced bad reactions to the vaccine. Now, it really is a story. And they're minimizing this story, ladies and gentlemen. They're minimizing it. That young males, in particular, are having enlarged hearts after the COVID vaccine. Now, they're trying their best to minimize it. Maybe they're right. Frankly, their track record hasn't been really astonishing. So that is something I think people need to know. That is a risk, and enough people have had enlarged hearts from the vaccine that I think it needs to be taken seriously. So I want to find out, after you got the vaccine, what happened to you? What adverse reaction you had to the vaccine? Yeah, I know we have been down this road before, but as more and more people have been vaccinated, and I run into more and more people for the first time, or people that, like I said, I haven't seen in a while, I'm astonished at the stories I'm hearing. I heard a story the other night from somebody who is very well connected to the medical field about a young lady who received the vaccine. And the vaccine actually triggered shingles in this young lady. and the shingles were in a part of this young lady's body that made her very concerned that perhaps it was something else, if you catch my drift. And there would be no reason for any legitimate concern with respect to this young lady, but it was, needless to say, an issue. And the doctor said it was shingles. It was shingles. I mean, hey, the day should come that shingles is the best possible scenario. But what happened to you when you got the vaccine? And I'm going to, I have to ask you this question again. Because, see, when I look out over Western New York and every place I've been and all the things I've done, I got to tell you, for the past few weeks, it has felt like life is back to normal. Okay, it seems like a pre-COVID world now, even though we still have COVID, but it seems like a pre-COVID world now. And you know, I'm okay with that. But is there, how do I say this? Is there anything that would induce you to getting the vaccination? I'm just thinking to myself, okay, Art Park, they're not going to check vaccination status, but they want unvaccinated people to wear masks. I guarantee that 99.9% of the people at Art Park will not be wearing a mask in the summer heat watching music go off at Art Park, whether or not they're vaccinated. But as I've said, I'm vaccinated. I don't care. I mean, just spit in my mouth. It's not a big deal. Your side effects, because I keep hearing stories. I'm hearing a lot. Actually, that one story I told you about shingles, that's about the third time I've heard that story. I've had different parts of the body affected from people with whom I have spoken. But it's not like if you had a shingles outbreak after being vaccinated, yeah, I'd kind of like to know if you are one of the young men who experienced cardiac symptoms, enlarged heart after being vaccinated. I mean, hey, if there are thousands around the country, there got to be a few right here in Western New York. And, you know, frankly, I've been through a heart thing or two. 803-0930 is the phone number, 803-0930. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. So, you know, what do you think the protocol ought to be for these large public venues? Is there anything that would make you get the vaccine? Or are you absolutely, positively, steadfastly not going to receive it? And if you got it and you are pretty sure that it caused you some adverse reactions, I'd like to know. Because, frankly, as of late, that has been what I'm hearing a lot of. As I've said, people with bad reactions to the vaccine. Now, for those who don't know, I had some bad reactions to the second shot in particular, which I will, you know, for the sake of explanation, get into following the news at 2:30. So, why aren't you getting the vaccine? If you've made that decision, why aren't you? And if you got it, did you regret it afterwards? I mean, my symptoms resolved in about 4 days. But, you know, if my kid had an enlarged heart, I'd be a little bit concerned right now. All right, it's Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. I don't have it in me to go into Biden's death tax proposal today, but like I said, I cannot overemphasize this. I was a teenage boy in the 1970s, and I'm telling you, the 2021 feels to me like 1977, except every Tuesday and Thursday, we're not going to see my dad's softball team play games. At this point, he wouldn't be a very good pitcher. Anyway, sorry, he'd appreciate that. All right, so as far as the vaccine, it's a hell of a slow ball. Anyway, there's a handoff at center field. All right, I'll stop. Anyway, I'm not right. No, I'm really not. Anyway, did you have a reaction to the vaccine? how do you feel about, like, having to be vaccinated? Pulling cars is apparently digging in his heels. Like, if you want to go to a Bills game, you have to get vaccinated. And is there anything that's going to make you get vaccinated? And if they can't ask for proof of vaccination, kind of makes it null and void. Everybody's on the honor system. And frankly, if you're vaccinated or if you've already had COVID, what are you worried about? I wonder how many people who aren't vaccinated have natural immunity because they fought off COVID. And don't freak out about all of these stories about variants they're going to hit you with, because they're going to use variants of COVID to try to keep as much power over you as they possibly can for as long as they possibly can. And just beware of that. I hope I'm not behind the curve on that, but beware the variant situation. Viruses are always mutating. It's what they do. There will always be variants. There are still variants of there are still variants of the Spanish flu floating around out there, all right? It's just a lot less lethal than it was way back when. So, if you got vaccinated, I seem to have become the repository when I go out of everybody's vaccine horror stories and everybody telling me why they won't get vaccinated, not even to see the Bills or to go see their favorite band in concert. You might be one of those people. I'd like your explanation. Now, really quickly, I've told this story before, but after the first Moderna shot, I was okay, except my feet swelled up. For the first time ever, I had edema in my feet about, 4 days after the first shot, okay? I didn't have edema after my heart attack. I didn't have it after open heart surgery. I didn't have it during the recovery from the open heart surgery. I never, ever had it. And I couldn't put my boots on. True story. Could not put my boots on. They would not fit. That's how big my feet got, all right? And then after the second shot kind of knocked me on my ass. Be honest with you, I felt the reaction from the second shot within about 3 hours. I was so glad that I'd taken the day off of work because I suspected that might happen. So I get the second shot, and I felt like crap. I don't know any other way to say it. There was no way I could have worked that day. And then at midnight, just about 13 hours after the second vaccine, I developed some very nasty lower GI symptoms, which lasted all night long. It was pretty nasty. How about a courtesy flush? Anyway, it was kind of like Austin Powers in that scene, right? That went away after like 6 hours, and then I got the swelling of the feet again a few days after the second shot, and I literally sent pictures of my feet to a couple doctor buddies, and they were like, whoa, because my feet were so, I looked like John Merrick, the Elephant Man. Interestingly, the same guy who did the Elephant Man is doing the Cabrini picture in Buffalo, but I digress. My feet were enormous, and there was so much internal pressure in my feet from the edema that blood was literally forced into my nail beds. Seriously. And it lasted for days. And a very dear friend is a registered nurse, and she's poking me saying, yep, it's pitting edema. Yep, it's pitting edema. Like, thank you very much. I know it's pitting edema. But there's not one doubt in my mind it was caused by the vaccine. Now, here's where the curveball comes in, all right? Here's where the changeup comes in. All that being said, I would do it all over again and get the vaccine. My circumstances, I would do it. Am I stupid? Yeah, maybe I am. I mean, on some things, absolutely. Have me come over and build you a deck sometime. You'll see stupidity in action right there, because I can't do that. But I would do the vaccine all over again. But I'll tell you one real quick thing. I'm supposed to get the second shingles vaccine, because I got the first one, and that was horrible. The first shingles vaccine made me a hell of a lot sicker than the COVID shots, all right? So the second one, I'm trying to muster the courage to get the second shingles shot, because I really need to get it done. But I'm kind of waiting maybe for the weather to get bad, because I don't want to blow a good weekend inside watching great events of World War II in color on Netflix. It's a great show, by the way. All right, let's get to the calls on WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Look, I hate to drag this one out again, but I have to because it's coming up with the Buffalo Bills. Are they going to require vaccinations? I got to love Beasley coming out, bitching about the NFLPA. Good for you. There's, frankly, I mean, I think, well, we'll get into this later on. Let's go to calls on WBEN. Side effects from the vaccine and why aren't you getting the vaccine? And I will tell you that if I was young and healthy, I would not get the vaccine. If I was 12 years old, I would not get the vaccine. If I was 18 years old, I would not get the vaccine. If I was 25 years old, I would not get the vaccine. If I was 30 years old, I would not get the vaccine. There's no medical reason for that unless, and this is key, unless my doctor said, hey, Tom, we just ran the EKG and you have a heart arrhythmia that we did not hitherto know about. Therefore, that's a comorbidity which puts you at greater risk for COVID. I would consider the vaccine at that point. I mean, as it turns out, I have a myriad of comorbidities. I mean, it's just, frankly, I'm an unkillable cockroach. And that's basically what I amount to. I'm an unkillable, uncrushable cockroach. Sorry. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, let's get to the calls. Here's Gina in Amherst. Gina, you are on. Hello.
Yes. Oh, thanks, Tom. Okay, so I do have a 19-year-old who is going to be very enticed because of this Buffalo Bills thing, which I'm very much against him getting the vaccine. I will never get the vaccine, no matter what. I have a reason. It's logical. But I'm really more concerned because of the stuff they're pulling, like this kind of stuff where, and then the young kids who are the ones who are having these heart problems with this vaccine. I really don't want my son to get it. But I'll go through, so that hits home.
Or a shingles outbreak in an 18-year-old. That's not supposed to happen.
No.
Typically.
No. But so I'm never going to get the vaccine. And first of all, let me just say I respect anybody's decision. This is just me. I'm not going to get the vaccine. Me and you are the same age. I'm healthy. I have no prescriptions. I have no health problems whatsoever. I've always thought from day one, before we even had a vaccine, from the moment they started talking about we're not going to come out of this until we have a vaccine, I knew in my heart right away I was not taking the vaccine. I'd never feared this COVID thing, just never did. But if I did get it, I always knew there was therapeutics. It doesn't make sense to me what they're doing with people who are healthy because there's therapeutics that have a greater chance. Actually, some of them are 100% cure rate if you get it early enough.
Yes. I'm not sure about the one. I don't like to be 100% on anything because statistically there's always going to be a variable out there that does not account for 100%. But yes, the therapeutic regimen for COVID-19 has improved dramatically in 1 year. Doctors have learned a lot. I really applaud the physicians who figured out the good protocol, the right protocol for dealing with people with COVID prior to the vaccine.
Yeah, let me say something about that. The problem was they were always there, Tom. They were suppressing the information from getting out. They didn't want, because Trump backed it, and that was enough for them.
Well, actually, you know what? You are correct, because there's a story out today about how scientists hating Trump contributed to misinformation about COVID. And Donald Trump was right all along by calling it the China virus.
Yes. So, and I was reading all that time when they were saying that, looking at it and reading the information and saying, oh, it is. This is good. So if I ever do get it, you know, I don't need to fear this thing. If I get it, I know what I need to do. So that's why I'm never going to get it. And to be honest with you, and I don't like to say these things because I don't want to put fear on anybody who's already got the vaccine. I've read too much. I've seen too much. I've seen videos and I've read too much to say, why would I ever risk those kind of side effects when I have a therapeutic that's don't have 40 years hydrochloroquine, and there's no side effects. So, you know, it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't even make any common sense to me that why I would put that in my body.
The younger you are, the less sense this vaccine makes. My personal opinion, based on the statistics. I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be. But I am backed in that opinion by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. The younger you are, the less you need the vaccine. Now, we're the same age. and you're probably in a lot better shape than I am. Genetics suck, but I respect your choice. And frankly, because I'm vaccinated, if we're out somewhere and you come up to me and you start talking and you start getting in my space, I really don't care. Because that's kind of why I got the vaccine, so I wouldn't have to worry about it.
Right. That was your point of getting it.
Bingo.
Got it. But, you know, you said something the other day about these kids and that that might be forcing these kids, it's, you know, come September, you have to be vaccinated to go to school. I agreed wholeheartedly with what you said. And I even think it's just more of a control thing that they want these kids to submit to them. And I think they are going to probably make them, unless something very good happens, that they're going to probably make these kids get vaccinated.
I think every parent should pull their kid from school.
I totally. That's my, that. You know what? When you did that show on the parents, with the, I would say if they just would band together and say we're pulling out, you'll see how fast things change. They
all right.
Band together, though.
Thank you very much. Hey, I mentioned in the old days, and those of you who went through Kenton schools, I'm not sure about the other districts. In the old days, here's how far things have come. All right. In the 1970s and early 80s, when I went to middle school, well, we called it junior high school and high school, I remember teachers literally saying, hey, even if you're sick, come into school and then go home so we can get our state aid. Even if you are sick. Boy, oh boy, we have a corporate policy. If you have a sniffle, we don't want your ass anywhere near work. I mean, things have been turned upside down. And by the way, I don't mean to, I'm not trying to be like gratuitously gross, but I've also talked to some people who I don't even know their vaccination status. It didn't come up in the conversation. Who are reporting that there is a nasty lower GI thing going around. A nasty lower GI thing. And I have a theory that because everybody was so particularly clean over the past, 14 whatever months, that I think a lot of people, I think their immune systems are not ready to deal with what's out there in the world because we haven't been exercising our immune systems. There's a guy I know, I won't say in what context I know him, but he's been down and out for a week with something. Down and out for a week. The guy can't stop puking. And part of me is thinking to myself, I wonder if he was so clean during COVID that an ordinarily easily beat-offable bug has caused him to hurl violently. At least not at my house, which is good. Although the walls could use some spackle, I'm not going to lie. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. With all of the pressures, you know, like we still don't know if you're going to have to be vaccinated to see a Bills game for 100% capacity. It seems that that's going to be the case, but the real issue seems to be who has the authority to make that determination. Is it Mark Poloncarz or is it Andrew Cuomo? And these two have been at odds before over the ventilator issue. And I've told you this. And have we had one single denial from the county executive's office? No, we have not. That Cuomo, the National Guard, was all set to take our ventilators and send them to New York City days before our forecasted peak of COVID cases. Poloncarz, in concert with the heads of some of the healthcare places around here, said, yeah, you can't have the ventilators because they're all in use, Governor. They're all in use, which was really interesting because there was no announcement that there was an increase in intubated patients. Huh. Think they might have lied to the governor to keep our ventilators here? Yes, they did. And I would have done the same thing. And I applaud Mark Poloncarz for having done that. He stood up to somebody who at that time was a very popular governor. And Poloncarz said no. And Cuomo has never forgiven him and never will. So this whole stadium thing about, you know, mine is bigger than yours, that's all this, that fundamentally, it all goes back to the ventilator issue, okay? Because Cuomo has to be the biggest in the land. The man's obsessed with his hands. What else do you need to know? I wear a size 9.5 boot, by the way, just for everybody's information. Here is Pat in Niagara on WBEN. Pat, hello.
Oh, hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Pat, it's Friday. How can anybody not be happy on a Friday? Air show coming up. Come on.
Good point. Hey, I get vaccinated just on it for everything. I mean, absolutely, I get the, I've had both of my shots for the
shingles,
and I get pneumonia shots, I get flu shots every year. And back in January of this year, I wasn't feeling right for a couple of days, and I had to ask my wife if I could have some of her lip balm because my lips were dry. And I got better. And then about 2, 3, 4 days after that, my wife got sick and she got COVID. And I'm thinking she got it from me. Now, she did have a test after she'd healed and everything, and they found that she did have the antibodies, and they were, you know, and which meant she had COVID. And I have not gone to take the test yet.
But see, okay, let's say you go and take the test and it shows that you have antibodies for COVID. What would be the point in your getting a vaccine? You have the natural immunity. Your body stood the test of COVID and kicked its ass.
I'm in my late 70s, and I'm in good health. I'm in real good health. And I just, I don't know, it just aggravates the crap out of me. And my wife, she walks by a vaccine, and she's down for like 3-4 days.
Yeah, that's kind of, that's my experience as well. I do not do well with vaccines, but I'm not by any means an anti-vaxxer, but I'm very skeptical.
You were talking about the shingles shot. My wife went in and got the first shingles shot, and it was 10, 12 days. Her arm, she couldn't even touch it. It was all swollen. She had bruises all over her arm, and she couldn't get the second one. She normally gets the flu shot and has a reaction to that. So she's become one of those conspiracy theorist folks. She talks about this mRNA that's in there that's never been used in humans before, and it can alter your DNA in your body,
it doesn't go to the nucleus of the cells. So in that sense, I think that's a little bit misunderstood. Frankly, I'm enjoying the extra testicle that the vaccine gave me.
Well, you know, the thing that got me going, I found out that there's only a few animals on our planet that have RMA, and the one major one is an octopus. Octopus and squid have RMA. They actually have two DNA strains in their body.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate hearing from you. Octopi. I love octopi. I think octopi are some of the coolest things that God ever created. They are just, they're so cool. Like giant sea squid. Oh, they're awesome. All right. Anyway, I do digress. It is Bowerly. So, you know, we've got this tug of war again between Cuomo and Poloncarz over vaccinations and Bills games. Would you be vaccinated just so you can go to a Bills game? Art Park is not going to check your vaccine status. It's basically going to be on the honor system. I think that's what the Buffalo Bills and Erie County or New York State ought to do. I want to hear from those of you who've had side effects from the vaccine that you directly know are from the vaccine. I have no doubt in my mind that you know your body better than anybody else, and I know my body better than anybody else, and I feel I feel absolutely certain, 100%, I know that the Moderna vaccine caused edema in my feet. Because I never had it before. I've only had it after the shots. Haven't had it since it went away after the second shot. I know it caused the edema. There's a definite 100% correlation there. Allergy season.